Chapter 15. Thomas stood watch over our sleeping beauties while I went inside to talk with Michael and Sonia at the carpenter kitchen table. I laid all the cards down, see above regarding the general futility of lying to the Knights of the Cross, and besides, they'd both more than earned my trust. It didn't take me very long. So, I said, I think we gotta move fast and get Marcone away from them before he's forced to join up. Michael frowned and folded his broad, work-scarred hands on the table before him. What makes you think he's going to tell them no? Marcone's scum, I said, but he's his own scum. He doesn't work for anyone.
You are sure? Sonia asked, frowning thoughtfully.
Yeah, I said. I think that's why they wanted to grab Hendrix and guard instead of killing them, so they could force him to take the coin or they'd kill his people. Michael grunted. It's a frequently used tactic.
Not for Tessa, Sonia said, his voice absolutely certain. She prefers to find those already well-motivated to accept the coin. She regards their potential talents as a secondary factor to raw desire.
Michael acceded the point with a nod.
Which would mean that Tessa isn't giving the orders.
Sonia showed his teeth in a sudden fierce grin.
Nicodemus is here.
Fuck, I started to swear, but I glanced at Michael and changed it to fudgesicles. Nicodemus nearly killed us all last time he was in town, and he did kill Shiro. Both of the knights nodded. Michael bowed his head and murmured a brief prayer.
Guys, I said, I know that your first instincts tend to be to stand watch against the knight, turning the other cheek and so on, but he's here with maybe twice the demon power he had on his last visit. If we wait for him to come to us, he'll tear us apart.
Agreed, Sonia said firmly. Take the initiative, find him, and hit the snake before he can coil to strike.
Michael shook his head.
Brother, you forget our purpose. We are not given our power so that we can strike down our enemies, no matter how much they might deserve it. Our purpose is to rescue the poor souls trapped by the fallen.
Nicodemus doesn't want to be rescued, I said. He's in full collaboration with his demon.
Which changes nothing about our duty, he said. Anyone, even Nicodemus, can seek redemption, no matter what they've done, as long as they have breath enough to ask forgiveness.
I don't suppose a pair of sucking chest wounds could get us around that, I asked him. Because if they would, I'd be tickled to provide them. Sonia let out a bark of laughter. Michael smiled, but it was brief and strained.
My point is that we can undertake such an aggressive move in only the direst of circumstances.
Fairy stands poised on the brink of an internal war, I said, which would probably reignite the war between the Council and the Vampire Courts, and in the bad guy's favor, I might add. One of the most dangerous men I've ever known is about to have involuntary access to the knowledge and power of a fallen angel, which would give the Denarians access to major influence within the United States. Not to mention the serious personal consequences for me if they succeed in making it happen. I looked back and forth between the two knights and held up one hand straight over my head.
I vote Dire. All in favor?
Michael caught Sonia's hand on the way up and pushed it gently back down to the table.
This isn't a democracy, Harry. We serve a king.
Sonia frowned for a moment, glancing at me, but then he settled back in his chair, a silent statement of support for Michael.
You want to talk to them? I asked Michael.
You've got to be kidding me.
I didn't say that, Michael replied. But I will not set out to simply murder them and have done. It's a solution, Harry, but it isn't good enough.
I settled back in my chair and rubbed at my head with one hand. An ache was forming there.
Okay, I said quietly, trying to make up a plan as I went along. What if I set up a talk? Could you be lurking nearby for backup?
Michael sighed.
There's a measure of sophistry in that. You know they'll try to betray you if it seems to be to their advantage.
Yeah. And it'll be their choice to do it.
That's what you're looking for, isn't it?
Some way to deal with the problem while still giving them a choice about what to do, preferably in some manner that will get as few good guys killed as possible.